Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just a body punch? I was hitting him with body punch, and I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on?
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely,
I knew you were fucking cuffing and taking those punches.
On Deep Nancy Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
This is the champ. Keep sharing the champ. With the same champ. If it was Ali, might have been good.
Let's go. BoxingVoice.com.
It's the champ, baby. The podcast champ going against the fake champs. All those fucking duplicators out there. The best podcast in the world has just tuned in. And hopefully you guys are tuned in live too. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Share the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We're talking boxing around here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be talking a little bit of Terrence Crawford versus Manny Pacquiao, and that fight being off the table, no longer available for us hardcore fans. We're going to give you all the details as to why exactly. You know, a lot of us think that Pacquiao priced himself out. Was it that $20 million demand that basically landed this fight in the shitter for boxing fans, or was it something else? I don't know. You're definitely going to have to stick around. So without further ado, let me get to my co-host.
Boxing them things going on, brother. I know you want to sit in on this.
We're going to head on over to a doctor.
The Sunshine State.
Boxing MD. What's going on?
Is that a fair statement to make? You have to be honest with yourself.
Well, I'm here again for another afternoon show or wherever you are in the world. We're going to put out a lot of content today, but I'll tell you one thing is myself, Nestor Gibbs, and the producers, we're not ducking anybody, unlike potentially one of these guys. So it'll be interesting to get into the details about this, but I'm really disappointed because on paper, this was going to be possibly the fight of the year because of the – not only because what could have happened in the ring, but – because of the significance for either guy. So disappointed, but really interested to get into the details.
Yeah, I gotta agree with MD. It's really, it's an interesting topic. Can't wait to see who people end up calling in, deciding who they think is duck and who. Matt, what's up? Good to see you, brother.
Without any further ado, let's introduce our fourth member here, the editor, Matt. What's going on?
Nothing much, guys. I'm pumped to discuss Manny Pacquiao versus Terrence Crawford. I think it's a fight that should have happened maybe a year ago and still isn't happening. And I think there's a lot of reasons why, and we're going to discuss all the other options on the table, and it's going to be a good show. I'm excited.
Damn, a year ago. What? Take out the fight that Pacquiao should have fought instead of Crawford.
Jesse Vargas, Timothy Bradley.
Man, was Crawford
right? Yeah, I think Crawford could. Like, do we really need to see Timothy Bradley again for a third time?
MD,
most people think won the both fights
during that fight that Matthew's talking about, that third Pacquiao fight. Was was Crawford ready to be a B side to a Pacquiao in a pay per view at that time?
Yeah, I think so. I think Crawford's been ready. I think Crawford has had the skill for a long time to challenge a Manny Pacquiao for talent-wise. I think it's a question of can he take that guy's power?
Matt, it's not only about skill. I mean, that's why this fight isn't happening now, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, I mean, true. Matt, we're not – I think the question he asked was, is he the B side, which is we're really talking about from the business perspective, right? Someone like – Lara and Guillermo Rigondeaux may be skilled enough to be the B-side against a bigger guy, but they don't have the marketability, right? So I'd say the time in which you described, I don't think Terrence Crawford's name was large enough to be it to be something that the public demanded enough that it would be financially beneficial to have it on much, you know, in other words, before he was like, you know, he just was an unknown talented prospect. Now he's a much more known talented
How does beating Hank Lundy and John Molina Jr. make him more well-known to the casuals? And I think that his numbers on HBO rival that of Timothy Bradley's numbers on HBO. They're very close. I can look those up probably.
You're not really making a lot of sense because Tim Bradley we saw two times already. And the first fight, although, was a Tim Bradley win. Most people, including myself, obviously, I had Pacquiao winning. So the third one was stale. So, yeah, yes,
but
I agree.
But Matt has a good point, though, that at the time when Bradley fought Pacquiao for the third time, that was in April. To say that Crawford wasn't a good enough opponent to be B-side then in April 2016, but now at the beginning of 2017 is, he hasn't done much more in this year. I mean, he didn't get Fighter of the Year, right? He didn't get any special. We talked about this on the show.
This year?
Yeah. Because when he fought, yeah, we're talking about this year because
you know what he did this year?
Terrence Crawford did not get Fighter of the Year.
He beat Victor Postol, but that was by far his biggest test.
That was by far his biggest test, and he essentially cleared up.
But it also proved that he was
not his biggest test.
No. That we're not talking about the test though. We're talking about because as Ness mentioned, it wasn't about skill. It was about whether or not he would be able to fulfill a B side of the card, being not very well known. But has he done that much more since that Bradley Pacquiao 3 fight to where you could say, okay, now Crawford has proven that he's a marketable draw? No, those numbers with Postol, while the Postol fight was his big test, he showed in that fight that he actually isn't a big draw because his pay-per-view numbers were not that great.
Yeah, we knew he wasn't a big enough draw to carry a pay-per-view fight, which is why it was confusing and disappointing to us that it happened. But to say that prior to this year that Terrence Crawford hasn't raised his profile inside the boxing community and outside, I think is a little short-sighted because
what metric are you using to say that he's grown his brand outside the boxing community?
Let me really quick just bring what metric? I don't want to waste too much time without actually giving some facts.
But let me just answer that question. I'm sorry. Let me just say metric in that when he got arrested, it was covered by international media. As stupid as that sounds, that's a legitimate metric. But continue.
A black man who's a world champion boxer getting arrested. Of course, that's headline news. Come on.
Well, all right. It still raises his notoriety. I'm not saying it's a good or bad thing, but his notoriety is raised. That is a fact.
Okay. So now the reason everyone is here is because obviously we are insinuating that we have some sort of information that indicates the true reason, the real reason that Terrence Crawford and Manny Pacquiao's fight is off, and the real reason that we'll be talking about Manny Pacquiao's possible future opponent later on tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I came across some audio, and I just want to go ahead and let you guys hear it first, so that then we can all come to a conclusion together, right? There is a question mark there. So Brian McIntyre, Terrence Crawford, I know you're watching or gonna watch. There's a question mark, okay? All we are doing is reporting and then having a discussion about that piece of information. That, you know, I got to put my public service announcement, my disclaimers. These guys catch feelings with me for no reason, and all I'm trying to do is debunk shit. I'm trying to figure out what's going on around these parts. That being said,
quick, because we're almost going to be starting here. Pacquiao, we fighting, thinking. I talked to Cons yesterday. April, it seems like Bob and Michael are in accord. It seems like April. One name they mentioned is this Jeff Horn. Do you know about this?
No, Aaron called me last week and told me Terrence Crawford, and he said that's the only fight that we can pay him.
Mike said, no, I only want to do it for $20 million.
Okay, so Crawford asked for $7 million, so I guess it was maybe too expensive. But
All right, let's just stop there and dissect it, right? So he says, Aaron called me and said Crawford is the only way we can pay Manny Pacquiao $20 million. Okay? So what they're saying is Arum is telling Freddie Roach, Crawford is the only guy, I'm assuming in-house or available to top rank at the moment, who can do a pay-per-view and generate that type of money to be able to pay Manny Pacquiao $20 million. Freddie goes on to say, but I guess it's not going to happen because Crawford wants $7 million and that was too much. It couldn't be done. And obviously, later on tonight, we'll be talking about the direction in which Bob Arum, Pacquiao, and Kuntz are going at 7 p.m. Eastern. So just based off what we heard there, is it fair to say that Terrence Crawford is ducking because he simply wanted $7 million for the fight versus Manny Pacquiao? Any one of you could take the...
Well, let me say that if he asked for seven... And Bob, like, here's my thing that before I make a strong stance on this, because if he asked for, I could ask for anything I want. He could have asked for $50 million. Bob Arum said, no, I could pay you this. Now, if we hear that he asked for seven and he didn't take five, maybe that's a duck. So I'm a little reserved on using the word duck because $7 million, Ness and I had, at least I remember Ness and I had an agreement that we thought that was a little high for him. But when you negotiate fights, you have the right to, I guess price yourself higher than you're worth because you eventually have a line. You know, maybe he's
got to shoot for the stars exactly. Because that they're going to lowball you.
Yeah. So I'm going to be again. If he said $7 million, and if you don't pay me seven, I'm not fighting. That's a duck. But if you didn't say that, like I said, I'm reserved in saying that. But
anybody else care to give their opinion on this?
I'm going to be more maybe a hot take about this than MD. I think this is a duck. I think that Pacquiao's been ducking Crawford for a while. I think that's why he chose Timothy Bradley over Crawford. I think that's why he chose Jesse Vargas over Crawford.
Whoa, you're saying it's a duck from Pacquiao?
Yeah, I do.
We're talking about Crawford ducking.
No, I think it's a duck from Pacquiao. I'll be completely honest. Getting $20 million guaranteed and then paying the guy $7 million? He's done that before. Like, this isn't new. He did that with Bradley in the first fight. So, like, this is just a – this isn't like it's unprecedented for Pacquiao.
Wait, Matt. We discussed on a previous show that, yes, Bradley got $6 million. And, yes, we thought that Crawford should get somewhere between $3 and $7 million. But not really seven, obviously, right? Because people were mad that Danny Garcia didn't take the $4 million to fight Pacquiao.
We didn't say between $3 and $7 million. Maybe you did. I think seven is way too high. I thought he should get at least $3 million, which is more than Vargas.
No. But what I'm saying is we collectively, in between hosts and callers, the numbers that were coming in were from around 3, 4, 5, people even said seven. So I'm just generalizing our little graphic that we have with our own, you know, callers and stuff like that. So I think seven is high, but I knew that there was a possibility they would shoot for it because he gets so many ticket sales in Oklahoma. And I know, Nebraska. I know that the fight could never happen there, but it's a negotiation point, the same way a belt is. And he has two belts. And he's undefeated.
Yeah, but Matt, do you see how illogical you sound? No offense. You see how logical you sound when you go, I think Pacquiao's ducking him. But then again, Terrence Crawford's done nothing to raise his name. So why the fuck would he be worth $7 million?
Dude, okay, but think about it this way. Terrence Crawford, how many more Terrence Crawford going to have available to him? Terrence Crawford's on that side of the fence. He can't even get normal fights as it is. If you're going to have one big fight against a big name opponent that can get you big money, you got to get as much out of it as you possibly can.
What do you mean he can't have normal fights?
He's been having trouble finding opponents that have a good
fight. No, he hasn't. He fought three times.
I don't know if I agree with you, Steven.
He fought three times. How many PBC guys fight three times a year?
Who else is left to fight?
How many PBC fight?
Who else is left to fight?
There'll be guys for him to fight.
Who else? Who else?
Oh, wait a minute, guys.
Beltran again for because Beltran's coming off a KO. You want to see a rematch?
Steven, you're wrong. You're wrong because you're saying that he's running out of opponents. Now think about this. They opened the door to PBC to him. So he had three fights on HBO last year. Free HBO. No, two on HBO free and one pay-per-view. They're not running out of opponents for Terrence Crawford. And there were you guys were arguing earlier about Crawford not raising his brand or name value during this year. Matt feels the fight should have happened after what? Gamboa? What exactly... When exactly should he have fought Pacquiao?
I think after the Victor Postol fight's fine, but definitely before the Hank Lundy.
That's not a year. You're like you said, this fight is a year late.
Right, 10 months. You know, 9 months. You know, sorry, that's not like exactly a year, but it should have happened already.
Here's what I'm going to tell you guys: if he didn't get it right after the Victor Postol fight, we're talking about him fighting in July. It's only January, Matt. Slow down. See why I call you the hipster? You know, it's only been 6 months, maybe 5 months, and you already like, oh, he should have been for Pacquiao. He just unified. He just proved to us that he was the best 140-pounder after he beat Victor Postol. So then to Steven, to debunk Steven and the fact that you guys feel he hasn't done anything, right? HBO gave him guys like Hank Lundy and John Molina so that he can look as good as he did so that we could want this Pacquiao fight. But I do agree with MD that if he said 7-0, well, then he's ducking. Because if you're going to tell me Danny Garcia's ducking, who's a two-division champion, you undisputed at 140, and he's ducking because he didn't take 4,000 when they sell about the same tickets.
And has a bigger name.
And he's a bigger name. You know, he's fought internationally. Hey, so it didn't do too well. But, you know, he went over there, right? So I don't know.
Hey, Ness.
Talk to me.
Ness. Not picking Jeff Horn over Crawford is a cherry pick at the least. It's a fucking duck. He's picking Jeff Horn.
Well, but what the fuck? How is that a duck?
Wait a minute.
It's Jeff Horn. Come on, man. Like, really? Let's be real.
First of all, Matthew, you're running before you're even crawling. Because he didn't get to Horn till Team Crawford came back and said $7 million. Which, let me go to the rest of the audio. Let's just hear it one more time, and also in its entirety, because again, this is not us.
Did Andre Ward duck Shawnee Monahan because they gave him an offer? He didn't like the money, so he fought Brand?
Exactly. Come on, Matt. Get yourself together. But here we go.
Comparing Shawnee Monahan and Alexander Brand to Terrence Crawford.
Those guys has that kind of record. Come on, that's not a good comparison.
Awful comparison. Awful comparison.
Terrence Crawford is way better than either.
We're comparing resumes. We're comparing situations.
Not even in the name.
Now we're comparing resumes correlated with the situation. They're combined.
Lester Gibbs and MD are in the same thought train. That's all that matters.
For those just tuning in, we're going to give you the audio. Credit to Michael Woods. He writes for Ring TV sometimes. He has his own site. I believe it's called New York at the Fights. Credit to Michael Woods. He also has his own podcast. You know, I don't even do the plug-in like that, but me and Mike are cool. So check him out. He's got his own podcast, his Everlast podcast. All right, that being said, this is his interview with Freddie Roach.
Because we're almost going to be starting here. Pacquiao, we fight and thinking. I talked to Cons yesterday. April, it seems like Bob and Michael are in accord. It seems like April. One name they mentioned is this Jeff Horn. Do you know about this?
No, Aaron called me last week. He told me Terrence Crawford, and he said that's somebody fight that we can pay him.
Mike said no. Okay. I only want to do it for $20 million.
Okay, so Crawford asked for $7 million, so I guess it was maybe too expensive. But
yeah,
that's all I've heard so far.
Yeah,
Manny's on. I think he's on vacation with his kids right now. He's in a different country every year.
Yeah,
so he's away right now. I tried to get hold of him, but I will soon. I'll talk to him.
And Mike did say he thinks Manny fights only once this year. Is that in accord with what you think too? April, unless maybe Floyd comes back, and then September, we'd make an exception for that.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the fight we want back, so hopefully.
So they still got those Floyd Mayweather dreams, but they didn't reveal any more information on the Crawford thing. But listening to it again, at least it's very clear that Freddie says Crawford asked for $7 million. So, and he said, and obviously that was too expensive. So, you know, it's at the very least, because we don't have to use an ugly word like ducking. At the very least, we're going to want our callers and our listeners who are listening and pressing that thumbs up button because they love this breaking news slash rumor show, right? To let us know, is it ducking or is it pricing himself out? And is that not the same thing anyway? My hosts.
Or if you have Matt's train of thought, somehow you could come up with a scenario in which how Pacquiao's ducking, which would have to be, in other words, Manny Pacquiao's asking for too much money.
That's not that.
One second. It would have to be Pacquiao's asking for too much money, leaving no money available for Crawford, thus allowing himself not to fight him.
They can pay him $6 million. I mean, come on. Like, you really don't think they can go down the negotiation table and go, look, we're not going to pay you $7 million. We're going to pay you $5.5 million plus pay-per-view upside. You really don't think they can do that? Come on. Get out of here.
Can I interject here? I'll say.
Who is he, fucking Cotto?
But wait. I'll say.
$5 million plus numbers. Upside? They could be for numbers, what the fuck are you talking about? Who hasn't increased the same thing?
Dude, Manny Pacquiao beating an undefeated fighter like Terrence Crawford adds so much to his legacy. And if you don't think that, you're ignorant to that fact. Terrence Crawford's going to be the next great guy.
Not if Pacquiao stops him.
I know. I mean, listen.
Well, you can't do that if he doesn't fight him.
Well,
who's – one second. No, who's Pacquiao ever ducked his entire career to insinuate them, first off?
Ducking at MD because, you know, I love to be the guy that says the fucking double standard. Now this guy, the hipster, is making it Pacquiao's fault, right? But when it's other people who get the opportunity to fight Pacquiao, not just Danny, Broner too, people said they should take whatever. They should take whatever money. Now, this guy's fighting for $7 million, but all the other
I have fighters, never said that, though.
Generalization.
These guys deserve to make big money in these fights.
Listen. This is a generalization based on the amount of callers that we get in and what they say. Do not act like you don't hear the listeners and callers of this show saying that Danny should have took four, that Broner's crazy for asking for whatever. He should take whatever because he's done. You know, everybody says that. Fighting Mayweather or Pacquiao, you raise your popularity, so you really can't negotiate because at the end of the day, they're the fucking A side. They don't need you. You see how Crawford, for saying $7 million, we'll be talking about 7 o'clock Eastern time. We'll be talking about some fucking dude no one ever heard of because Crawford said $7
million. Let me ask you a real question. What word will we use to describe Sergey Kovalev if he didn't take that $2 million against Andre Ward when Andre Ward got paid $5 million?
He would be a duck, and that's why I want to keep bringing up double standards because it, you're right. If Kovalev would have said no when Ward, who technically was the B-side without the belts, right, but because of his pedigree, legacy, everything that he's done, somehow he was the A-side.
How many belts did Kovalev have? He had two belts, right?
Like three, I think.
Three belts. Oh, one more than Crawford. Okay.
Look at that. You know, and he took low money because that's what people say. Guys like me have been telling Gennady to take low money versus a bigger name so that he can do the same. You know,
because he didn't take that deal that was reportedly offered, are we going to say that he's ducking Canelo?
Which deal?
The one that we asked.
The 15 mil.
The one we asked about, and that was never clarified.
Let me tell you something about that 15 million. I'm putting MD on blast. He knows since that shit fucking broke, I've been hitting him up. Those overlays are done, daddy. They've been done. I've been wanting to talk about that $15 million because I don't like it. I smell a duck too, but we haven't gotten to argue it because it's different.
Smell a duck on who though?
It's different.
On Canelo or?
Yeah, like why is it different though? Because this is
that offer. I'm going to
report a number.
Listen, just not to get stuck on a different topic, I'm going to give you two reasons why it's different. A, Gennady is way bigger than Crawford.
Terrence Crawford.
So he could actually dictate or at least try to negotiate with a bit of aggression, right? And outside of that, Damn, I had two things. I had two. Oh, he's a fucking super duper draw. Crawford is a draw, but this guy's selling double the amount of tickets Crawford's selling. He's selling 20, Crawford's selling 10. No comparison. Good try, though, man. Good try. But stop. Yo, don't fucking get in the ring with Ness. You know I know how to do this.
Well, do you want me to actually bring up the biggest reason why? Even bigger than that?
Because
that
is Gennady that much bigger than Crawford? If people could, if people
yes,
can,
yes, he is. Yes, he is. He can sell out both coasts.
If you can
that's
avoid
a huge
fighting a person because they're not a big draw.
And can I explain to you the difference as well? And this is important to understand that what happened was that the 154 pounder used the middleweight belt to benefit himself financially and pretend he was the motherfucking lineal middleweight champion, which people like the Fight Doctor recognized him as the best middleweight champion, and the casuals feel the same way. Then to avoid a fight because it financially wasn't viable for him, he dropped the belt. Then they're like, oh, now take $15 million and fight me. This is a negotiation.
Triple G and Canelo is obviously different. Triple G and Canelo is a different situation. I'll give you that. No, I will.
That's a negotiation.
Quick point about – let's digress to the point of Crawford and Manny Pacquiao. With Manny Pacquiao fighting Jeff Horn in Brisbane, Australia, that's the rumor. They are talking about it being on regular TV channels, like not pay-per-view. And with ABC reporting on Jeff Horn versus Manny Pacquiao a lot recently, and ABC owning ESPN – I would not be surprised if we see this fight on like ESPN or ABC or something like that. Because Bob Arum has talked about this being on regular television.
Those are some of the options. I have a few more network options, but that will be at 7 p.m. Fucking Matthew spilling the beans. Let's get out to some callers.
Stay on focus. We're talking about Crawford.
That's all right. That's right. So what are we asking our listeners? We want to know, is ducking and pricing himself out the same thing? Is $7 million too much? And what's the difference between you asking Danny? And yes, I'm saying you, because everybody's being generalized on this show today, because you know that you've done it. What's the difference between you telling Danny and Broner? Those are the only two names that come to mind, but someone please help me, because there's a laundry list of Pacquiao alleged opponents that need to take whatever Pacquiao's offering so that they can build their popularity, because they don't sell tickets and nobody's ever heard of them. You know those excuses. You heard the callers call in here saying shit like that about alleged opponents for Pacquiao. All right, so we're gonna go to those callers really
quick. After we give thanks, because that's what we do here at TBV. We're a family here, and we don't leave anyone in the dark. We shed light on people who deserve it, and you know people who deserve light shed upon them is people who help other people get their lights turned on. Let's go to...
These calls are brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website, elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right. Damn, we got some alumni. Bright and early, that's what I'm talking about. Loving this for my East Coast guys, getting this lunch special. We got some UK guys. It's nice and just getting nice and evening time, right? Somewhere around 7 or 8 for them, right? Maybe 10 already, I'm not sure. And then the West Coast, is it still early for you guys? What time is it,
Steven? 11 o'clock, pretty much.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you know what is on either coast? It's the thumbs up, right? It's right in front of your fucking face. So if you're watching YouTube, please hit thumbs up. You know, if you like my opinions, Ness's opinions, or less inferior opinion, more inferior opinions. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, fucking with you guys. No, but for real.
Hey, hold on. Am I lumped into that? I don't want to be.
No.
I'm joking. Everybody's opinion. Yo, opinions are equal. It's the people in general who evaluate them.
Yo, you taking mad digs at Matt. I'm going to like this. I like this little combination.
It's okay, MD. You're ducking me still. It's okay, man.
Yeah, because you want to spar.
I told y'all a long time ago that Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah. It's the milkman. I'm back, baby. I'm back. Get that Patreon, baby. Get it right now if you ain't got it. Listen, man. People have to be, and when I say people, fighters have to be fucking realistic. Everybody wants wants to get Mayweather money, but they ain't busting their ass like Mayweather. What I mean by that is we live in a day and age now, man, where ticket sales, when you start asking for millions and millions of dollars, casual fans pay for that shit, all right? And the way you entice casual fans to pay for tickets is to do shit that nobody else is doing. You have to get out there and promote yourself. Be that dude that is standing out from the rest of the fucking crowd, making himself known. Be a fucking Conor McGregor. Be a fucking Adrian Broner, okay? Also, the flip side of that is you got to go in the ring and fucking do your fucking business, all right? All this pawing around for 12 rounds and just winning, that shit don't attract casual fans, man. Casual fans want to see fucking people getting obliterated. They want to hear people talking shit. And let's face it, Pacquiao ain't destroying motherfuckers. Great fighter, but he ain't destroying motherfuckers.
Milkman.
Awesome, awesome. Yes.
You know how we talk about power being something you have or you don't have and you can maybe refine it, but Paulie's never going to be a knockout artist because of his bone structure. It's the same thing with having a personality. Like, you could do better than what you're doing, but like the thing that like Conor McGregor and Adrian Broner has, it's something that they have in them or they don't have in them. So I think with someone like Terrence Crawford, it's not necessarily going to be at that level because of what I see in his personality.
And that's fine. That's fine. But he's going to keep pricing himself out for fights. I didn't know how to walk at one point in my life, but I fucking learned, man, because I wanted to get up on that fucking stool and get the cookies off the table. All right. How bad do you fucking want it? This is what these guys got to ask themselves, man. They want millions and millions of dollars, but when it comes down to it, the money just ain't there. Yeah, you're a great fucking fighter, but I can't afford to pay you because people ain't willing to see you fight because they don't know who you are. And if you rely, if fighters just rely on promoters to promote them, all the motherfuckers are going to be starving. All right.
So well, I hear you, but like someone like Klitschko, right, who's made a lot of money throughout his entire career, a lot of money. Could have the worst personality as far as promoting a fight and getting people excited about it. So I don't think that's not solely necessary when you have the skills Crawford does. But this is why it goes into the point that if Crawford said $7 million and that's it, he's ducking because if Crawford beats Pacquiao, even with his personality the way he is right now, he would become a bigger name. So it if you have that level of skill, you do not have to have that personality.
All right, Milkman, you did it in the round, baby. We're going down the line. We're going to hand wraps. I want to remind all our international listeners where we're trying to get more international listeners doing more live shows for you. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button for this breaking news because let me tell you, shout out to Michael Woods with this, but at the time that I clip this audio, there was only like 200 people that heard this. I don't even think people have the attention span to stick around to the end of the interview to hear this little offer, or else I'm pretty sure the boxing scene would have had this one all over the headlines. So definitely hit the thumbs up button for getting something you didn't know about. Crawford asked for $7 million. You know how hard it is for us to get information on these negotiations and how easy it is for fans and fans of these fighters to point the finger at the other guy like Matt's doing to Pacquiao, saying Pacquiao's the one ducking. I can't believe you. I just can't believe you, Matt. Let me go out to Hand Wraps. Talk to me. 970.
What up, TBB?
What up, what up?
What up, fam? Man, full board today. Shout out to you guys, man. Appreciate all the hard work. New Year's resolution is to call more often. So you're doing me a favor with the time you setting for me. Appreciate it. All those night owls, appreciate the early shows. So, yeah, right to it, man. Is Pac-Man ducking? Man, hell no. How the hell are you going to say
Well, that? Wait a minute. Man, wait a minute. Pac-Man's it's not Pac-Man. It's Crawford. Is Crawford the one ducking saying he wants $7 million?
Hell yeah, he ducking, man. $7 million? Come on, man. They ain't going to make that money back unless you guys want to be paying fucking $100 for pay-per-views from now on. That's what you motherfuckers, that's the train you guys want to set? We just going to pay $100 for these motherfuckers to fight every time?
Hey, man, we're concerned about millionaires getting paid when working class folks have to pay $100 fucking dollars for a pay-per-view. So, I agree 100%.
Yo, what about this quote that Matt found? Matt, you want to share your quote?
That's not about this fight, though.
Matt, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
He's looking forward to put Crawford on pay-per-view on free.
No. But it's about the fight coming off of this because Jeff Horn is the duck. That's what I'm telling you guys. My whole point is that Manny Pacquiao is ducking Terrence Crawford and fighting Jeff Horn.
You're deluded.
It's the second option, and it's a shitty option. And I will shit on that one.
First of all, we have the time.
His
quote has no bearing in this conversation. Bob Arum saying he wants to put Pacquiao and Horn on free TV has nothing to do with Crawford asking for $7 million, raising the pot to $27 million. Pacquiao is the A side. If he wants $20 million, that's what he wants. When Canelo says he wants what he wants, that's what he wants. You either want him to fight or you don't. And I don't mean you.
That's
I mean the promoter.
With these undefeated fighters, man. That's the problem with these undefeated fighters, man. That trend has been set, right? They're undefeated. So they try to get that big fight, that big paycheck. It's fucking retarded, man. It's ridiculous. First of all, Crawford is worth the $7 million. Yes, he is. He is. To any other good fighter out, put him versus Danny Garcia, he gets the $7 million, all right? They can split that pot. But when you're putting him up against Manny Pacquiao, he's got to play his role. The same role we're asking Triple G, we're asking fucking Chavez if he's going to step up. Any of these motherfuckers who are going to step up to the money, man, you got to play your role, man. Take the $3 million. Fuck it. If Crawford should take 1.5, I don't give a fuck what they offer him because he's going to beat Pacquiao. And when he beats Pacquiao, that's the payoff, man. Yeah, you guys know this shit.
See, I disagree with that.
Yeah, Jesse Vargas was off. Jesse Vargas got 2.8 million. Like, if Jesse Vargas got 2.8 being the WBO welterweight champ, I think Terrence Crawford being the unified junior welterweight champ moving up, I think he deserves more.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying Crawford should take whatever the fuck to get in the ring. But what I'm saying is that if he said $7 million non-negotiable, I don't know how you dispute that.
So then maybe we should ask the callers that. Callers, everybody, when you call in, what number should Crawford get? What do you guys feel he deserves?
What is the lowest number Crawford should take? That's a better question. The lowest number.
At least $3 million. At least.
We're asking a caller.
Well, let me get back to him because you guys do a hell of a job phone jacking. Hand wraps.
Yeah, man. I'll wrap it up by saying I went for the low blow with the 1.5. You guys are right. If fucking Jesse Vargas gets the 2, then it's only fair. But, hey, yo, Jesse Vargas is selling at the same level that Crawford is. So I don't see why he should get much more than that. And that's my – I appreciate you, fellas.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Listen, just to be fair – technically, on paper, Vargas is a two-division champion.
So is Terrence Crawford and Jesse Vargas.
That is my point.
Yeah.
That is my point. Vargas got 2.5. Now, again, technically, to be fair, Bradley was a two-division champion. Well, he was a one at the time that he fought Pacquiao. He definitely wasn't a welterweight champ before he fought Pacquiao.
And what was Bradley's numbers on HBO before that Pacquiao fight, the first one? Were his numbers around the same as... Crawford?
He got 1.2 for the Devin Alexander fight. Remember, they gave him a double deal. You guys got to been watching boxing back then. They gave him a double deal. He got 1.2 for Alexander, then 1.2 for Casamayor just for fighting Alexander.
I'm talking about like viewership, because that's what we're rating, like what their monetary worth is based on, is how many viewers they can get and how many tickets they can sell.
And I'll also tell you one other thing.
Yeah, but
Pat, one second.
A million viewer?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing, that Tim Bradley's never turned down a fight in his life. Never. We've never heard Tim Bradley say he outpriced himself. He's taken every single fight. So,
he got paid $6 million. I mean, okay, that's only $1 million less than what Crawford was asking for.
Correct.
Initially.
And a lot of people are calling him stupid for taking that Bob Arum route because Bob Arum doesn't know how to promote African-American fighters and that all the talent's over at PBC. And I was one of the ones who said he was smart for taking that route because he, as a businessman, as a prize fighter, wants to take care of his family, took that money. He took the money, and he's never avoided a fight. That's
double standard, double standard, double standard.
No, double standard.
You see how easy it is for MD to say that Bradley took the business route, but now Canelo's taking a business route too. He's maximizing his star power.
He took the business route and fought Pacquiao and Marquez. He just couldn't get the Mayweather fight. That makes no sense.
What do you mean? In between Pacquiao and Marquez, we got shit like fucking Castle.
Doesn't matter. He fought besides Mayweather.
It does matter. It does matter because on the PBC side, when you get shit in between.
He'd be fighting once a year, fighting Fernando Vargas's and then getting his keys.
Dude. Come on, dude. Timothy Bradley at that point was coming off of a long layoff from the litigation, trying to get out of his previous promoter. That's why he had to take a fight like Castle.
Timothy Bradley is a borderline Hall of Famer. Timothy Bradley is a borderline Hall of Famer and has made a lot of money and made smart decisions and made smart boxing decisions because
you're poking at Castellmayor, which is the one mediocre name that he's fought in the last like 5 years.
No, man.
And he was a lineal champion.
The problem is you guys obviously ate your Wheaties today, so you're so aggressive. I'm not poking at Castellmayor. You're not letting me finish my fucking sentence or train of thought. Castellmayor is just one on the list. I don't got box rec. You do it, okay? In between his big fights, he had fights like Casamayor, Diego Chavez, Ruslan. Now, I know they turned out to be okay, but Chavez coming off a loss, Ruslan coming off a loss, Casamayor, fucking dude that needed...
Where's his Fernando Vargas? Or not Fernando Vargas, whatever the fuck he's
named. Diego Chavez.
Where's his Salka?
Who's Salka?
Tim Bradley's.
If you wanted to,
fucking Salka. Yeah, so as much as you want to shit on Jose Casamayor or whatever the fuck, those are not bad opponents. And then you get Marquez, and he got three shots at Manny Pacquiao.
Listen to me.
Sound ridiculous?
I'm not. No, you sound ridiculous because you're not opening in your mind. Let me finish. You're talking about those are not bad opponents. You're right. They're not horrible. They're not. Deontay Wilder versus Andres Warwick. They're not. I'm not saying that, but hear me out. We're talking about the route that he took. Yes, he made millions of dollars. But if he would have went to the other side, Golden Boy, whoever, because at that time, if he would have went Golden Boy, he would have ended up at least mixing it up with those fighters that were Heyman at the time.
Incorrect.
MD. At that time, he would have mixed it up with the Golden Boy / Heyman fighters before the lawsuit, MD. Relax.
So he would have got one fight in the mix. Then he would have been in limbo.
Stop. Hold on. We're talking about Timo. Right. We got to get back to Crawford. Because, hold on, we got a boomerang on the line, so we got to get back on track.
And Danny, they were in limbo?
Let's get to these callers.
No, Ness, I want you to answer this question.
Andre Berto,
first off,
except those guys fought. What the fuck are you talking about?
None of them have a better resume than Tim Bradley. None of them.
Not collectively, obviously, no.
The only welterweights in the last few years that have better – one second.
Bradley's been fighting over like –
There's only two guys in the last 10 years that have a better resume than Tim Bradley in the welterweight.
My friend, and
that's Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao.
Bradley been fighting. You're trying to compare dudes that just started in 2012 to Bradley. You don't make any sense.
I don't think you
make sense. What?
You're not making
Bradley's
any sense.
Bradley's been in the game.
You're arguing, and we can move on. You're arguing that Tim Bradley had fight these whatever guys and would have mixed it up better on the other side. Now, I don't see a scenario him going to the other side.
Bro, you probably weren't watching boxing at the time when Tim Bradley.
Oh, yeah. Now it's not. Oh, you weren't watching boxing.
Bradley
arguments,
and Amir Khan had a big feud.
If Floyd Mayweather wanted to fight Tim Bradley, he would have fought him.
And everyone.
So you're going to say that he would have fought Floyd? So Amir Khan's a bigger name than Marquez and Pacquiao.
Did he not have a higher probability of fighting Floyd if he would have went the other route?
And no. Again, doesn't matter. Floyd wants to fight you. He makes that happen.
Financial decision. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm not arguing that he made a bad fight. I'm arguing that we would have seen him versus Peterson, versus Danny, versus Amir, versus, I don't know, name them. Name all those fighters that have already fought each other. So for you to live in this world where you're saying that wouldn't have happened, you're lying to me.
Producer, can you read back, so it's not me reading it back, or one of you guys can read back, who Tim Bradley's fought since he beat, in quotations, Manny Pacquiao the first time? I just want everybody to hear it for the context.
In order, after he fought Manny Pacquiao for the first time in 2012, he beat Ruslan Provodnikov in 2013. After that, Marquez. After that, Pacquiao, the rematch is when he lost. So he won twice after the Pacquiao fight and then lost to Pacquiao.
No, name who he fought. Yeah, name who he fought. Just name the names.
It was Ruslan and Marquez.
No, just keep naming the names until just can name
after them. After Pacquiao, and then it's Diego Chavez, and then it's Jesse Vargas, and then it's Brandon Rios, and then it's Manny Pacquiao.
There you go. Tell me who was happy with Vargas, Rios, Chavez. Yo, just stop it. Anyway, look, people are already saying I'm straying away, and we've been there too long. Let me go to callers, but.
Hold on. If we're going to go to anybody, let's go to Jose from Canada. He's a boomerang, and he's on the line. So, Jose, what's up, brother?
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that foreplay, I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, chilling it,
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron.
Yo, Patreon all day long, every day, every month, every year with Steven in charge, man. He's the guy. Ness is going to forget about me for like probably another 20 minutes.
Jose, what do you want me to do? If I
got your back, Jose.
Yo, he's got brain damage from the amount of fucking hooks I'm landing on him. So I don't get mad at him. Get mad at Ness. Get mad at me.
Jose, at one point, Jose used to be a casual when I met him. Jose, you tell me, you've watched Tim Bradley's career since he signed with Top Rank. We're not arguing that he made a bad financial decision. We're all in agreements that it was lucratively the right thing to do so far. But would you have liked to see him go to the other side to mix it up with some of those other names that we continuously have seen from 140 to 147? Some have even gone up to 154. That's how long they've been around, and Bradley hasn't been able to face them.
I don't know, man. To be honest with you, it would have sucked to seen, Bradley get beat by like Danny Garcia 2 or 3 years ago, or get him beat by Thurman, or lose to those guys that weren't quite at his level that he's at right now, you know? So, I mean, I thought he took a calculated risk and it paid out pretty good for him, man. So, I mean, it's tough to say, would we have wanted to see those fights? Probably, yeah. But I mean, it was also good to see him fight Pacquiao and who also Pacquiao fought, put it that way.
But Jose, Ness lives in a world that the welterweights are fighting 3 times a year, top 5 oppositions, which has never happened ever. He lives in this fake world, right? Because that's kind of where his argument's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is, I mean, this is the position Pacquiao's in right now. This is what I was calling to tell you guys. I think Crawford has all the right to ask for more money, because Pacquiao needs Crawford just to, I would say, even more. You know, Crawford could still get to the $7 million, $10 million fighting a couple of more fights, knocking off.
Yeah, name one guy he's going to make $7 million.
Golovkin hasn't got to the selling $7 million, and he's been knocking out everybody.
He hasn't fought Pacquiao. If he fights Pacquiao, then he deserves $7 million.
He's saying without Pacquiao.
Name one guy he can make $7 million with. Yeah,
right. Ness, there's nobody else. That's why he has to ask for seven with Pacquiao.
I said, take out a couple of the young
double guys, standard.
Let him beat Thurman. Then he could pay. He could fight Broner. I mean, here's the thing, guys. What does Crawford have to win if by fighting Pacquiao?
Can you say that one more time?
Pacquiao anymore, man.
What does he have to win by fighting Pacquiao? You guys are fucking disrespectful to Manny Pacquiao, because a lot of people on the show thought Jesse Vargas had a chance. Manny Pacquiao was in second gear, won that fight. He whooped up Tim Bradley in that fight. So I don't know what the fuck you guys are so disrespectful, because he lost to Floyd Mayweather and got counterpunched by Marquez.
Shit, we ate up his time. Jose.
It's a boomerang. He could come back. See me again.
Right. So just, Jose, do me a favor. Press 1 to get out of the queue, and then press it again to get back in. If you want to come right back in, it's up to you. You're a boomerang. You get your other 3 minutes whenever you want.
This is a very violent show, okay? You guys need to calm down. Everyone just calm down.
It's because there's all 4 of us here, man. A lot of testosterone.
To you, a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
I love hearing that horn, man.
Oh, you already know I gotta get money 24/7, baby. You know how we do, Ness. I gotta get you back out here one day, bruh. Come on out here, Ness.
You trying to get on that Terrence Crawford money.
But MD, you already know that's all a part of negotiation. Now if they come back and they say he says $7 million else, I can't rock with that. You gotta take at least 5 or 6. Yeah, see we don't know what he would actually offer. We gotta get all the cards on the table before we can go ahead and make our opinion on that. But I can't really actually see Terrence Crawford turning down 5 or 6. Now if he did, that's shame on him. If he did, but I can't really see him right now turning down $5 or $6 million, man. So I'm guessing they offered him the 40 over Danny. That's just my opinion. But besides that, man, Jesse Vargas got 2.5, so you got to at least give him 5, man. You got to. Jesse Vargas should have never got that damn fight.
Yo, NO. A motherfucker. NO, that's a double standard. On paper, Jesse Vargas done everything Terrence has done except sell tickets. He got the same amount of belts. He got the same amount of champions in different divisions.
He took a loss. He was defeated already.
True.
Lost 11. Like, who did Terrence Crawford fight and lose 11 rounds to? You understand?
But you're talking about the O being.
Yo. So you saying his O is worth fucking $4 million?
I hate today's boxing culture because I think every boxer should take a loss their second fight so not to deal with this bullshit.
Check this out. Hold on. Check this out. If you see a fighter that lost to Pacquiao, he beat Tim Bradley. You know what I'm saying? The guy that Pacquiao fought after that lost 11 rounds to Bradley. They're not on the same level. That dude not on Terrence Crawford level, man.
This I agree with.
Terrence Crawford lost 11 rounds to.
No, this I agree with, but we're talking about the financial
Listen, this is boxing. You landed one jab with that statement, okay? You got us. He's got a loss, and Terrence Crawford never lost 11 rounds. But does that owe value $4.5 million? If not, you got to tell me why he deserves 7.
Yeah. If you get Jesse Vargas $2.5 million, I think it does deserve $4 million. Am I?
Well, 4 is different. You know, no, the number isn't 4. No. Wait a minute. We not the number. If you want to pay him 4, that's different. But the number is $7 million.
That's speculation. $7 million is speculation.
No. It's coming from Freddie Roach. He said Crawford asked for $7 million.
Yo, NO,
if he asked for
$4 million, if he said $4 million is the lowest I'm going, and then Aram said no, I would not call him a duck for Bob Arum rejecting the $4 million. That is reasonable, 100% reasonable, and he should make $4 million.
All right, I'm going to play the audio one more time because obviously guys are just jumping in. And if you're just jumping in the future, present, past, hit that thumbs up button for this breaking news show. We're going to give you Freddie Roach's audio courtesy of my boy Michael Woods.
Because we're almost going to be starting here, Pacquiao. We fighting, thinking. I talked to Kant yesterday. April, it seems like Bob and Michael are in accord. It seems like April. One name they mentioned is this Jeff Horn. Do you know about this?
No, Aaron called me last week. He told me Terrence Crawford, and he said that's the only fight that we can pay him.
Mike said no. I only want to do it for $20 million.
Okay, so Crawford asked for $7 million, so I guess it was maybe too expensive. But
yeah,
that's all I've heard.
Now again, what you heard there is that Freddie Roach says Bob Arum called me last week. Keyword, ladies and gentlemen, last week. And that was when we all were speculating and everyone was saying that Pacquiao asked for $20 million, you know. But then he says that Crawford wanted $7 million. Now, there's people saying that Crawford deserves $7 million. So don't waste your time and don't let us phone jack you. Call in 1-425-569-5241. International callers at Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Tell us why he deserves seven and is pricing yourself out the same as ducking.
But Ness, let me also describe the only reason why people are saying that, because I just don't know what they're going to say, but they could go and explain it better than I am. They're saying because he's the future in boxing. What world do you guys live in?
I know. I seen something.
What world do you guys live in? I just don't get it.
I seen something.
Conquers the truth, man. Back off.
Well, he might be the future in boxing, but being the future in boxing by dubbed by us hardcores does not earn you $7 million.
Earl Spence
may be the future in boxing. Does Earl Spence deserve $7 million?
Matthew, not only that, but the real future of boxing thus far, he played his role as the B-side in the De La Hoya fight. Let's get to some callers.
Hey, we're going to get back to the callers, and we got to get back to Jose from Canada because my boy's a boomerang, and you know I take care of my boomerangers. Canada, what's up, brother?
Boomerang, there we go. Okay, guys. So first of all, yeah, get the boomerang, boys. Come on. For what the money's worth, no line. I get to talk twice, and then I get to go out and eat some lunch and have some fun, man. So do it. Don't be cheap. Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, don't believe a fucking word Freddie Roach says, man. He might be a nice guy, might stop to take a picture with you, but he lies, man. Remember he said he bet his whole fortune on Cotto winning? Full of shit. Don't believe a word he says. Second of all, what's it called? Pacquiao ain't no Mayweather, man. He can't decide what he pays people. Pacquiao was a good guy, gone bad. People hate Pacquiao now. That's what I was trying to tell MD. People don't like Pacquiao anymore. So he's not going to ever get to that $20, $25, $30, $15 million again if Pacquiao doesn't go out and beat the face or the future of boxing now. Pacquiao needs Crawford more than Crawford needs Pacquiao. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If Pacquiao goes in and obliterates and knocks out Crawford, then guess what? He can knock on the door again and say, hey, Mayweather, let's go. Or hey, what's it called? Hey, Canelo, let's go. And then he could get his $20, $30, $40, $50, $60 million again that he wants to have. And don't forget one other thing, man. Marquez starched Pacquiao. And how many pay-per-views did he sell the next fight? Almost nothing. So beating Pacquiao doesn't...
No, that wasn't almost nothing.
...be the greatest star. Oh, come on. How many did he
475?
Get? 475? Bradley?
475?
Well, still, how much did he make? He made less than whatever. And saying that he wants to make $7 million doesn't mean that that's what he's maybe going to get or he's going to leave. Maybe he's saying $7 million because they're offering him two. So he wants to maybe fall somewhere in the middle. It's negotiating, boys.
Fair. But, Jose, let me ask you a question, though.
Jose, wait a minute. It is negotiations, but obviously they've moved on. At 7 o'clock, we're going to tell you who the new opponent is. So he priced himself out. Yeah, now, I want to know. I want to know, is pricing yourself out the same as ducking? Because they've moved on. They're not negotiating with Crawford. They're going to give you some other guy.
The thing is, it's Arum who's going to be negotiating against Pacquiao. You're going to see that. It's going to be Arum versus Connick. Because Arum doesn't want to pay Pacquiao that crazy fucking money anymore, man. He doesn't want to because he knows he's never going to be able to sell enough pay-per-views or put enough asses in the seat.
He never said he wouldn't pay Pacquiao $20 million.
We guarantee. He won't pay him. You'll see. He won't pay him. That's why, what do you think Freddie Roach said? Freddie Roach said, no, Bob Arum said that he won't do a fight unless it's Crawford, meaning Crawford's the only guy that gives them an opportunity to make any fucking money. Nobody else
make $20 million. But yeah, I agree. But Jose, but let me press you on something you said, that because you're talking about from a casual perspective, right? You say that people hate Pacquiao. I think he lost luster, but I think from a casual perspective, not from my perspective, because I disagree with everything I'm about to say. They blame Floyd Mayweather for that fight more than Pacquiao, and they believe that maybe his shoulder was injured.
What about the gay shit? What about the gay shit he spoke about, man? What about the gay stuff?
Casuals know that stuff. I agree with Josue. Like, that, like, casuals think about that.
The people who watch prize fighting don't give a fuck about political correctness. When do you guys don't understand about this shit?
The casual sports fan knows about that.
Who gives a fuck if a fighter says that gay people are going to hell?
The casual sports, not fight fans, not fight fans, casual sports fans.
I agree with Matt. Casual sports fans definitely matter because, as we mentioned, they're the ones who pay for the pay-per-view.
Floyd Mayweather beat a fucking woman, and people still bought his fucking pay-per-view fight. Manny Pacquiao said
Let Jose go. He paid for it.
Come on, you guys are
let Jose out, brother. Let him get his call.
Yo, I'm gonna say, at the end of the day, as a sports fan, man, you can beat a woman. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You just can't say racist things, and you can't say things. That's the way it goes.
Oh my god.
beat a woman, women beat men.
This is great.
I think that's the way most people think.
So I could smack a woman, but if I call a woman a cunt, I'm worse, right? That's what he just said.
The show's getting icky. All right, let's bring it back on track.
Yo, people,
how
yo,
much
people in the chat, Jose? Jose is right. I can't believe it.
Jose, how much money should Crawford get for fighting Pacquiao?
You know what? Crawford should get at least one third of what Pacquiao's getting. So if Pacquiao's getting paid $15 million, then Crawford should get five.
Your boy Floyd, how many people has Floyd when Floyd fought Canelo? Canelo didn't get a third. Not even close.
Oh, you know why? Because Canelo was he paid Canelo a shit ton of money, didn't he? For where he was at and how he
Correct, but that wasn't a third. That's the people who are getting a third, that doesn't happen really. Not against these guys. It doesn't ever happen.
Compared to what Pacquiao is gonna get.
You timing this guy?
Compared to what Pacquiao is gonna get.
I hear you.
All I'm saying is this. At the end of the day, Pacquiao is right now at this level where he's at, he's a $5 million, $10 million fighter tops, max.
Yo, I did time Jose. I hit the clock as soon as he got back on the second time.
Jose, hold on.
The timer has stopped. That means that we've talked over the timer. We must have all been yelling when Jose's 3-minute buzzer went off. Well, so we got to get better at not yelling.
Other people, because I got like 100 callers right now.
But you could go to them. But like again, I will say this because this needs to be established. That Canelo versus Liam Smith did less pay-per-views than Pacquiao versus Vargas.
He's still trying to talk.
Yo, MD, I love you, man. I love MD's banter, man. It's awesome. All I'm going to say, guys, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters in this whole conversation is get Patreon, get fucking The Ringer, get the Boomerang, and you can talk and you can actually find a way to overtalk fucking MD. Because otherwise, if you don't get the Boomerang, you're not going to get your point opinion in, boys. That's it. Peace. Love you, guys.
Yo, he's right about that. MD.
You know Josue's wife is going to like beat him up for that comment he made, right?
Yo, MD is like, you and MD are like two vampires, yo. It's like want to suck the blood out of every caller. Sheesh.
Yo, I admit, I've been doing it too, this show. We should all just settle down for the rest of the show so we can get through the rest of it.
Yeah, we got a lot of callers. Let's just get through.
I'll take a nap the rest of the show.
Let's just get through a few to see if maybe there are other opinions other than our own. I don't know. Maybe that'll be good. Listen, guys, hit the thumbs up button if you're enjoying this back and forth. If you're enjoying this this MD on Red Bull or something. He's had like two protein shakes. Maybe he's got, what's that? He's a pre-workout. He on pre-workout.
I'm on that Tyson Fury.
Uh-oh, shit. 202. 202, Marcus from D.C. Talk to me.
Man, yo, what's good, man? Hey, yo, I see y'all got to get MD Vada tested real quick, man. Something he on them things.
But I'm killing the competition, though, right?
I still agree with him, though. But I still agree with him. Listen, man, Manny Pacquiao was whooping the shit out of Juan Manuel Marquez. Marquez said himself, he said, I knew I was on the verge of getting knocked out, so I started cocking back and throwing nothing but home run shot. So with this idea that Pacquiao was shot as a fighter, he lose me. I don't think Crawford can beat him. Mayweather jumped out there and said, hey, man, I'm telling you, don't sleep and look at what I did to him and think you're just going to go in there and do it. Slim is an anomaly in that ring. That's what he said. So Bradley told him the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So let's get past the idea that just because the fight gets made, Crawford going to beat him. That's some bullshit. That's the same thing with Errol Spence and Brooks. Stop jumping out there like that. Number two, let the man get $3.5 million on the upside on anything after $300,000. Right now we know that pay-per-view because of illegal streaming, a good showing for A-level showing now is 300 or better. Pacquiao showing no matter who he fight, he can generate 300. So get Crawford 3.5 and upside. If he want to make 7 million, he'll get everybody from the illest people in Nebraska to travel to Vegas to show up and break the gate. He can get that money. You know what I'm saying? So tie to the gate. Tell him, go out and tell people to jump in their cars and caravan over to Las Vegas if he want to see some extra money. Fill up the joint, you know what I'm saying? Since that's what he seems to bring to the table is that he fills up his venue, not pay-per-view, so tie his money into that. Say, hey, man, if you get 9,000 sales from Nebraska that we can verify, we'll put a link on that show where everybody went to this site and bought this ticket, we'll give you this money. You see what I'm saying? So tie it into that and get his incentive right there. Number two, he can ask for $7 million. Don't mean he should get it. And the fact of the matter is that the caller before is like, hey, before the Vargas one, Pacquiao ain't never made less than 20 million. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? And since he's been a pay-per-view star, he's never made less than 20 million. So regardless of whether the fan paid for it or whoever, he's saying to Bob, hey, Bob, if you want to get this 26-year-old or however Crawford is and be able to milk him as a pay-per-view star and try to feed me to him, you got to give me 20 million. And Bob Arum ain't barking, so why are the fans barking? You see what I'm saying? Because he didn't say, because I'm going to give him 20 million, I'm going to have an absorbent pay-per-view pricing. He didn't say that to us. Now, I don't know why we're assuming that that would be the case. Listen, Crawford, if, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not one of the ones to say, okay, because you got paid this, because it's higher than what you ever got paid, you should just take it. But at the same time, you got to look at what the rate and the worth is. And the rate and the worth is that 3.5 million, 4 million is about what he generates, is about what he brings to the party. You know what I'm saying? The analogy earlier about the Triple G and whatever is that when you start talking about A1 and A2, and every boxer person in there has already said that when the magnitude of that type of fight, a flat fee is a guaranteed way to not make the fight happen because everyone knows that's not the model for A1, A2. A1, A2 is always profit sharing.
Yo, that was a round. Now, you see why it's good not to interrupt Marcus. Great call. See, Marcus, if you come up to that, man, listen, actually, you had such a good call. You reminded me to quickly shout out the TBV reunion. It's going to be our third. It would be our best because it would be our fifth-year anniversary. The Thurman-Danny Garcia fight actually falls on
90 seconds.
Press one right now or you're stuck. You're locked out. It's like a locked door back in the day. So the Danny Garcia Thurman fight actually falls on the day of my first ever episode that Danny actually was on. So like TBV's first ever episode.
Before he became Hollywood and doesn't call in anymore.
Before it was ever anything, he was the first show, first guest. So
60 seconds.
Yeah, head on over to theboxingvoice.com and do your RSVPs. Now, a lot of you have actually been RSVPing, but you need to hit that $50 refundable deposit because if we don't get our mandatory 25, like the WBC, you know what I mean? You got a mandatory 25, we will not be having this. But if we do, Marcus, you should definitely come see the fight. Get in a day earlier because you are definitely a candidate for a caller of the year for sure. You have been doing frequently calling even through all our spontaneous shows and our flagship shows on Thursdays and Sundays. Plus today's call was very good, you know, with a multitude of others. But today, guys, which I don't know if it went past you, maybe you didn't hear it. I don't know. MD, I know you got up. He said the offer should be 3.5 with a pay-per-view upside after 300,000. I think that was a key part in the matchmaking contract that he proposed because if you tell me 3.5 plus pay-per-view upside right out the gate, I don't know because that's a lot of money for him, you know, but
depends what the upside is.
I mean, it's always going to be a dollar or so, you know.
And you know the whole thing of his why Manny Pacquiao is asking for a flat fee is because he hardly made any money his last – they didn't specify, but his pay-per-view did horrible. And Bob Arum's smart because he from himself, because he's protecting himself, that if the pay-per-view bombs, he's not out of pocket $20 million if it does $300,000. So that's why Pacquiao's asking for a flat fee, which is kind of why I understand why people are saying that he's not going to make $20 million unless it's someone versus Crawford. I agree. But then again, this is the whole problem I have with the entire, I guess, mindset of some of the boxing fans is that the upside of beating someone great is not even there. That's literally they're ignoring that at all.
No,
they're giving it. No. I'm not saying it. I'm saying that you're saying, well, you're not going to make 20 without it. The desire to beat a legend like Manny Pacquiao is not worth you taking $5 million. And I'm hypothetically speaking. They're like, oh, well, he's worth seven, so why should he take five? You should take five.
And again, here's the double standard. When it comes to Canelo Triple G, people want Triple G to take the 10 million, take the 15 million. You know what I'm saying? But now Crawford is like, oh, he deserves seven. When it was Danny, oh, take the 4 million. When it was Broner, he should take whatever. He took a loss. He's a bum. He ain't never going to see that type of money. You know?
The reason why Manny Pacquiao's ducking Terrence Crawford is because this was not even a negotiation. There was numbers thrown out, initial numbers, and then no negotiation followed up. It was all 20 million guaranteed.
And I think he said seven, and Terrence Crawford's like, Terrence Crawford goes seven, and Bob's like, all right, goodbye.
That's what it was. Because you know why? Okay. It wasn't Bob that said that, because Bob promotes both. Bob doesn't care. He gets money no matter what. He wanted that fight to be on pay-per-view in the U.S. It's Mike Kuntz and Manny Pacquiao and his team that does not want to fight in the U.S., that wants to fight overseas and closer to Asia.
That's not true. Manny Pacquiao simply – listen, let's be clear. Michael Kuntz, to fight Crawford, listen to the audio, to fight Crawford, we want $20 million. Listen to what Michael Wood says. Oh, no, when I talked to him, he said – Mike says – that's his words. Mike says $20 million for Crawford. Okay? So if you want to say Pacquiao's ducking – say it's because he's demanding $20 million, but then you still sound retarded because he's gotten 25 and 20 almost.
No. I'm not saying that he's ducking because he's asking for $20 million. I'm saying that he's ducking because this wasn't even a negotiation. This was a publicity stunt. So when he goes and fights Jeff Horn and that fight's shit, people don't care.
There's no negotiation with the A-side. The A-side says he wants what he wants. You have to take it the same way the callers call in and say that Triple G needs to take it. The same way that
all callers are different, but we have Carmelo from Chicago.
I'm talking about the callers.
Carmelo's been waiting for 54 minutes, almost an hour. Carmelo, you're such a trooper and you always calling in. Why can't you get nominated for Caller of the Year? You've been calling as long as I've been producing.
You don't have to make that trip from Chicago. Melo, what's up, baby? Ooh. Let me find out that once the show ended, they ended. That would hurt.
I'll call in right now and check.
I think that's what it is. Josue from the Lower Oregon. Oh, no, we got Josue. Josue. I just heard him.
That's Josh from New Orleans, not Josue from Oregon.
Yeah, it's Josh. That's right. Damn. Having dyslexia over here. Josh from New Orleans, talk to me.
Y'all hear me?
Yes. So that was Melo's phone bad.
This is a wonderful show. I agree with Matthew on Pacquiao pricing himself out because $20 million. I mean, you start looking at these names and all these names he don't have on his resume and how great Manny Pacquiao was. Manny Pacquiao was only as good as he was when he was supposed to fight and beat Floyd. That didn't die down. He lost to Floyd. Pacquiao ain't getting paid $20 million to fight anybody no more. He just can't demand $20 million. He need $20 million against Crawford. Crawford is worth $7 million. He got the right to ask for it. If he don't get it, they're gonna negotiate it under that. But he can ask for $7 million because he is the front runner to take over the sport, regardless of how people feel about it or not. The reason why Triple G is a bigger name than Crawford is the promotion. Triple G is promoted a lot better. Plus his fighting style and what he does and what he brings to the table in the ring, and that helps him out. Crawford needs to do some soul searching. He needs to reinvent himself. He needs to work on his personality because this dude take over the sport. He got the skills. He's all around talented. To me, I see a younger Floyd, even with the top rank situation and getting away from that. I heard MD say something about Canelo earlier. Canelo is. Man, he just lucky he got that Mexican fan base because Canelo is the true meaning of a duckery. He fights no one. He only fights for paydays and what have you, and he can get his ass waxed anytime by any top junior middleweight they got right now. Triple G will destroy Canelo by any means. That's why he haven't fought him. That's why he never went nowhere near him. He dropped that belt. Triple G, on the other hand, is ducking as well because he has his hands picked on who he wants to fight. So the sport is a big mockery right now, and I'm laughing at the top people, but Terrence Crawford do deserve that $7 million he asked for. Pacquiao is ducking because he wants $20 million, and who has Pacquiao fought? He hasn't fought no time on the way in the last 5 years. Like N.O. said, he didn't deserve – Jesse Vargas didn't deserve the fight, but they put him in a position because they know Pacquiao could beat him. But Terrence Crawford definitely deserves $7 million, and that's my call.
And I think he just contradicted himself. Didn't he say he does deserve? And then he just ended it with saying he doesn't deserve.
No, he does. He says does. It just, I think he just like flowed his words together too much. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That was a great call. Great call.
It was. See? Who's that? That was Josh. Josue from New Orleans.
No. That was Josh.
Josh is New Orleans. Josue is.
Why do you keep thinking it's Josue? Do you, like, I don't get
from the lower Oregon. That's why. Jeez. Let's go to Jay Will. But okay, that was that was Joshua. Like Joshua, Anthony Joshua. That was Joshua from New Orleans. Listen, Joshua, you might as well take that trip. Might be a candidate. Everybody can't be a winner, that's for sure, because there are some good callers this year. We've gotten a lot of new callers, too. So we need to be giving out some rookies of the years as well. Let me go to my alumni really quick.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
Yeah. Good show, man. Glad to catch it on my day off. I usually don't catch the daytime shows when I'll be at work, but I'm like, let me go get my round in right quick. Do I think Terrence Crawford deserved the $7 million? I think he deserves maybe 10 for the talent that he is compared to other fighters that's fighting right now. But people got to remember, they're not dealing with an infinite amount of money in the pot. There's a certain set amount of money they're dealing with, and does he deserve 7 out of that? We got to break it down. When Mayweather and Pacquiao got to the cash cow at the time, Oscar De La Hoya, they got less than half than what De La Hoya got. I think De La Hoya got like 55, Mayweather got 25, and it was kind of similar to Pacquiao. Now, let's compare Terrence Crawford right now versus Mayweather and Pacquiao when they got to the cash cow. Is Terrence Crawford anywhere in the same ballpark as Mayweather or Pacquiao about time he got to the cash cow? No, he is not. He is just in. Things are all lined up to where he has a possibility to fight him. So if we all got to be real about it, I agree with the thing like two callers ago. He deserves about 3.5 that's available in this pot. That's what in order to get this fight to happen, now, that's not really settling. I mean, it's not like Pacquiao's getting 55 here. Pacquiao's getting the guaranteed 20. He might make some, gonna make some on pay-per-view. But another thing that was a good idea is giving Terrence Crawford some money on the back end over 300. I mean, that's excellent, because you know why? That's going to make Terrence Crawford finally fucking promote his damn self instead of being so damn quiet in these fucking interviews. You know, if Mayweather didn't have the moniker of Pretty Boy or money, he wouldn't be making that type of motherfucking money. So Terrence Crawford going to have to, there's another side to boxing. You got to sell yourself. And if you don't want to take the time to sell yourself but sit back and demand all this damn money, you look and sound stupid in these negotiations. So, again, do I think he deserves, I think he deserves 10, 15, because I think he's a top-tier talent. That money's not floating around for this particular fight. That's my call.
Great call, Jay. Well, great call. T from Toronto. What up, baby? Talk to me.
Yo, what's up, fellas? What's up, man? Listen, y'all paying too much attention to what Crawford asked for, and y'all need to ask yourself why he asked for that amount of money. Bob Arum is famous for saying he don't have it. I ain't got the money. I don't have this money to pay you. I don't have that money to pay you. When they first asked Crawford they wanted to fight with Manny Pacquiao, he just said yes. He didn't say for a particular amount of money or anything. It's not till we heard that $20 million that Pacquiao asked for or said he needed to be guaranteed that we hear the 7. Now, you guys got to digest this. Arum told Pacquiao already, and it was on Boxing Scene. I sent you the link on your Twitter. You go ahead and read it. Pacquiao's not being guaranteed nowhere near close to $20 million anymore. Not even close. He said far, far less. So if I'm Terrence Crawford.
That's not what he said.
He's got no loop.
He said that he's not making $20 million anymore.
I'm not one of these niggas, man. You're not about to jump and gyro my call, son. Listen, read it yourself. I sent the link for that reason because I know you're going to say that's not what he said. That's exactly what he said. That came out of Bob Arum's mouth. Not mine. This came out of Bob Arum's mouth.
But the context is because who he fought.
The issue with. You got the issue with Bob Arum. Don't have it with me. Your issue's with Bob. Pacquiao's not getting $20 million. He said Pacquiao understands that he's not getting $20 million.
no more, period, because those days are gone. Those are Bob M's words. Don't shoot the messenger. Just read it. I sent the link.
I read it.
If I'm telling Crawford, and you telling me, and you telling me that you don't have the money, and you find $20 million for Pacquiao, then you better find $7 million for me. That's why he probably asked for that $7 million.
But that makes sense. Like, but how does that make sense then?
Whatever. How you mean, how does that make sense? If you telling me as a
person, so if Pacquiao's asking for more money than you think that could ever be,
then you can't find it for somebody else. It's principle. It's just principle. I'm not saying that he deserves the $7 million or whatever, but if you're telling me that you don't have the money, but all of a sudden you find it for somebody else, then we have an issue. That's probably why Mayweather left him. That's why Cotto left him. That's why Oscar left him. I think Roy Jones was Bob Arum at one time, too, and he said, fuck him, too, because of how he deals with business. If you have a look at it, man, if Pacquiao's getting 20, he's going to be like, I need at least a piece of that pie, too, because I'm in the fight, and the reason why he's making 20 is because I'm in there, because he's not going to make 20 with nobody else. Nobody's ducking anybody. Everybody just wants their fair piece of the pie. So if one guy's getting a chunk, I need a little bit extra myself. If not, give them the little bullshit four that you gave him for Vargas, and then give me Vargas money and we can swap it out. If that's the case, I'll gladly fight him and take his publicity.
Who's Bob Arum ever fucked over?
Give me my seven.
Who's Bob Arum ever fucked over?
Everybody. Everybody.
Mayweather.
How's he fucked over Mayweather? How'd he fuck over Mayweather? Because Mayweather said so? He didn't have a court. They didn't go to court.
He gave Mayweather money. Are you done? Are you done or are you finished? I'm going to sound like baby right now. Are you finished or are you done? Listen, man. You're asking me a question. I'm giving you an answer. You going to take it or you going to keep talking?
We don't know.
You got 3 minutes. Continue.
No, he owed Mayweather money for a fight that he had three fights ago while he was no longer even with Bob Arum no more. I think he still owed money for like a Hatton fight or some shit. And this was while after he left Bob Arum. Bob Arum has an issue with fighters. He don't like to pay. And that's why he always put his fighters against his own fighters. So he picked all the money off the top. Pacquiao been getting slaved for a long time.
So you ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
What? If they owed Floyd Mayweather money, don't you go to fucking court and try to get your money? Why do you believe what Floyd Mayweather says? Like,
and how do you not know? How do you not know he didn't get his money?
And he didn't publicly sue him. That'd be a fucking court cases. When you sue someone in litigation or whatever, when you sue someone for a civil court or whatever, it's public. That's the thing I'm saying. Like, you could have a problem with how Bob Arum promotes fighters, but I don't have tangible. You don't have tangible evidence in how Bob Arum's ever fucked over anybody besides what comes out of Floyd Mayweather's mouth. It's ridiculous. Like, I think Bob Arum gets so much hate. It's ridiculous.
That is a good-ass point. We don't have any evidence. All we do have is Bob saying that. I mean, we do have a perfectly other African-American fighter over there by the name of Timothy Bradley who has become a multimillionaire. He's not crying about poor promotion or, you know, being shafted.
He should be.
And Crawford's not either. Before this, Crawford
Bradley could have made more money. Bradley could have made more money.
Before this $7 million allegation from Freddie Roach, Crawford hasn't been saying anything negative about what Bob Arum's been doing for him either. You know what I mean?
So, and when Bob Arum says he doesn't have the money to pay the fighters, I don't think it's him not having the money. I think Bob Arum's saying that sometimes the market is not there so that the money's not there because Bob Arum, like a businessman, is not going to pay fighters more than the money's going to come back because why would they have the fight? Obviously, a promoter, his time is worth money. And I'm sorry, these promoters are like they deserve to make money because they put work in, as do the boxers, right?
And one last thing. I don't disagree with you. I do not disagree with you. Let me say something. It's not about Bob Arum stealing money from these guys. I know the caller said that, but that's not my opinion. The way Bob Arum has screwed over his fighters is by subpar promotion, and therefore they have lost.
Subpar promotion? Who's doing it better than Bob Arum right now? Who is?
Right now? I think Oscar's
maybe Eddie Hearn. Eddie Hearn, that's it. Eddie Hearn is the only guy doing it better.
Yeah, Bob Arum's on the Frank Warren status. Let's be real.
Listen. You gotta share the time. Like, MD didn't even let me go. That's where I was going. Even though I was giving you credit, that's where I was going. I was trying to say, the callers get 3 minutes to fight. Let them fight. Because you're jabbing them in between their round and then after the round. you put an exclamation point on it because you get the talk and they don't.
I know, but like,
but because MD is so fucking controversial and everybody loves to debate him, that's why you should be going to Patreon and become a boomerang. Because look, I mean, Jose was fucking right. This guy isn't going to let you guys talk. Let me get out to Skype, because Skype is actually the only way you could get in. So I'm going to be checking my Skype list and checking it twice. If you ain't Patreon, you ain't getting on, because that means you've been naughty and not nice, because the show's over. Only the Blog Talk people who pressed one get to stay there. So all my guys, don't go away. We got GT Kid there. Got a couple of unknowns. Might got some first-time callers. I know that must be Donald right there. Let me see. That looks like Alex, too. But let me get out to Skype. We got Angel. Talk to us.
Hey, hey. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother. Where you calling in from?
Hey, I'm actually right now in Spain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I came here for the holidays. Yeah, how are you doing, man? How is MD? How are you? Steven, is there a new guy now?
Well, he's not new. He's our editor, and he's doubling as the producer because we're having so many morning shows during Steven's work hours. So Matt is going to start filling in that producer role. Matt.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Nice, man. Yeah, no, I just wanted to say that my personal opinion is that Crawford needs to bow down and do whatever they ask him to, you know, whatever money they offer him, he needs to take it, because I believe he's a superstar. I believe he's the next big thing after Errol Spence, but he needs to show it, you know, and people like all the upcoming young fighters, everybody would kill for an opportunity to fight Manny Pacquiao, especially now, right? Now would be the perfect time. And I think he could beat him, but he just needs to do, yeah, whatever they offer him, say yes, just sign and fight and beat him. And then, you know, then he's going to be the one that's going to be the A-side from then on. So, yeah, that's it, man.
All right, Angel, thanks for calling in. Short and sweet.
Thank you very much, man.
Let's get out to our Patreon, Blackface.
Yeah, man, respect to everyone listening in the past, present, or future. Yeah, just signed in. I just seen you doing a spontaneous show and such. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't like to count people's money, but more money should go to the fighters, as far as I'm concerned. If a fighter wants X amount, then he should deserve. I'm not the type of person to tell him what he does and doesn't deserve. If you tell me you deserve 500 million, you deserve 500 million, as far as I'm concerned, because I can't do what these guys do. So as far as I'm concerned, as long as the money's available, they should get paid. But that being said, the Pacquiao Vargas revenue, and wasn't that quoted at something like $18 million that they generated from the revenue? Is that just from the pay-per-view, or is that gate receipts and drinks and selling hot dogs at the arena and stuff? What's that? That $18 million, is that everything, or is that just one thing that was quoted for?
Well, we got two producers. Let's see which one can get the answer.
All right. Okay. Well, that pay-per-view did what, 300,000, and that generated $18 million. So I don't know what the Crawford numbers are projected to do, but if Pacquiao wants a flat 20 and then Crawford wants something else, then, you know, they're gonna have to do what, at least what, 400,000-500,000 to cover that cost. But
yeah, we kind of freestyled it in my head, and I think with 500,000 and a decent gate, I think it could do I even said a $30 million purse for everything. So I think it's reasonable for Pacquiao to get paid $20 million. I think it's reasonable.
Okay. Well, you know, there's only one amount of money in the world, and it's never enough. It never appears to be enough. But, you know, this is a fight that I really want to see, because I don't know why, but Pac-Man just refuses to fight southpaws for whatever reason. So, yeah, I know Crawford is more of an orthodox, but he can switch to southpaw. So that's something that I want to do. Pac-Man hasn't fought a southpaw since, you know, 1928 or whenever it was. But, yeah, just a quick
call. Blackface, yeah. Excuse me. What fight were you asking a question about? I'm the producer. I just want to check that for you.
I remember the Vargas and Pacquiao revenue. They said it generated $18 million on ESPN. Now I'm asking, is that $18 million, is that just from pay-per-view sales, or is that from pay-per-view sales plus a gate receipt plus drinks at the door and XYZ? Is it everything, or is it just pay-per-view, or what is that number?
I'll look that up right now, but $18 million sounds pretty low, because it did 300,000 pay-per-view buys, which seems like that's more than $18 million. And then you add gate, then you add TV rights across other countries and different regions. So I think that's probably a low estimate, but I can check that for you.
Well, okay. Well, that's not a problem. Never on schedule, but I'm always on time. That's my call.
Definitely was on time for the spontaneous show. I want to definitely thank everybody that's tuned in. Coming out, man. And I want to play the audio again. I know it's deep in the show. I don't, it may be redundant, but, you know, I want to make sure everyone knows the facts.
Quick, because we're almost going to be starting here. Pacquiao, we fighting, thinking. I talked to Kant yesterday. April, it seems like Bob and Michael are in accord. It seems like April. One name they mentioned is this Jeff Horn. Do you know about this?
No, Aaron called me last week. He told me Terrence Crawford, and he said that's the only fight that we can pay him.
Mike said, no, I only want to do it for $20 million.
Okay, so Crawford asked for $7 million, so I guess it was maybe too expensive. But
yeah,
that's all I've heard so far.
Yeah.
Manny's on, I think.
All right, there you have it. All right, so now we're just going off of Freddie Roach. We know people are saying, well, Freddie's lied before. Maybe so. But when you open up your phone, your smartphone, or your laptop, and you go to whatever website it is that you go for your boxing news, this is no different. We're catering to the people that prefer to receive their boxing news in audio and visual form. That being said, we're going to get out to some other callers. MD, I don't know. I'm feeling like you're antsy. Hey,
Nestor. Nestor. Hold on. Yeah. I just want to clarify that point and that fact. $18 million was how much the pay-per-view generated. And purely the pay-per-view for Pacquiao and Vargas. So 300,000 pay-per-view buys only generates $18 million, and half of that goes to the cable providers. So Bob Arum only got $9 million from that.
Are you sure that revenue is not after they paid the cable providers?
If it did 300,000 pay-per-view buys, that's a total revenue of $18 million. Then you split that by half. And that's for every pay-per-view for combat sports. UFC's the same way. Boxing's that way. That's just the way it is.
I'm going to do that.
Let me get to some of these callers. We got a lot. We're going to go out to Donald, Richmond, California. Talk to me. Donald?
I don't know if that's Donald. If so, then that's the third number Donald would have.
If not, it's 510 in Richmond, California. 510. Who's this? 510-579, 510-579. Going once, twice. GT Kid in Atlanta.
What's going on, everybody? We'll be quick. I think it's pretty clear that I think the real problem is Manny's just not worth $20 million. I mean, back when he was knocking everybody out and, you know, it was all crazy. You know, he probably was worth $20 million per fight, but I mean, he had the poor performance with Mayweather. He had the shoulder injury, which was suspect. He had the comment about gay people, you know, and then he comes back and fights Jesse Vargas, you know, and I mean, the luster's gone a lot, so he's just not worth $20 million, but I think what Crawford is doing is unreasonable. When Floyd fought De La Hoya, Floyd was a four division champion, came up to fight De La Hoya, and he got like 30% of the purse, like 32% in comparison to what De La Hoya took home. And I think Crawford asking for $7 million if Manny's making 20, it's in the same ballpark, about 25 to 30%. And I think the big driver is just that.
You just said Floyd was a four division champion, an Olympic silver medalist, and had a bigger name.
Well, yeah, he did. That is true. But I mean, Crawford, what is he, a two or three division champ?
He's a two division champ. But again, like Floyd Mayweather's resume before he fought De La Hoya, you could have already put him in the Hall of Fame. Seriously. Yes.
I don't know about that. I think on the strength of his. Of his performances, maybe, but on the strength of his resume, I don't know if that's. I have to go back and look at some of those fights at 130 and 135. You know, I'm not so sure. He did some good work at 140 and definitely at 147. But no, as a matter of fact, he only had like two fights at 47 before he took on De La Hoya. So, I mean, again, you know, it's not a great comparison, but you know, Terrence Crawford's got a lot of buzz right now. And he's definitely got good boxing skills. He definitely closes the show when he gets fighters hurt. And, you know, people enjoy his fight. So I think Crawford's, you know, asking for the right percentage. You know, I think Manny's just asking for too much money on the high side. So
Manny's the A side. How is he asking for too much? You guys are hilarious.
Well, technically, if the bout can only sell so much, then he is asking for too much. There's not enough marketplace for him anymore. That's what the callers are saying.
You know, I'm a,
dude, there's always enough money for the A side because people are only coming because of the A side. People are only buying because of the A side. You already seen what Crawford's pay-per-view does.
If Pacquiao says 20 or nothing, he's not fighting.
Man, you guys are in denial. Straight up. Straight up. Straight up. It's crazy. It's crazy the fucking double standard. This dude did 50,000 pay-per-views as an A-side pay-per-view seller, and somehow you're sitting here trying to justify that he deserves $7 million. We've already given him a chance to be a superstar. He needs Pacquiao now. Yeah. Pacquiao is the A-side, and when you're the A-side, you dictate the way that Cotto did to Martinez and made him come in for his own title defense at a catchweight. The way that fucking Cotto did to Kirkland a few days ago. I mean, this is historical. Like, stop it already.
Right. And if you somehow believe that Pacquiao is not worth $20 million, then you better not say that Crawford's worth seven, because that just shoots you any argument in the foot.
I know. It's like, oh, Pacquiao.
For the record, I don't think he's worth $7 million. I just don't think Pacquiao's worth $20 million either.
No, Pacquiao's only $13 million more than him. That's all.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, no offense, but you sound like a not saying any caller specifically.
We're generalizing.
Yes. If you say
hold on, Andy, and it's coming from callers, comments, Twitter, social media, Facebook, everything. It's not just us.
If you say that Manny Pacquiao already lost to Floyd, we don't care about it anymore. You just sound like a fucking FLOMO. You don't sound like an objective boxing fan. Right. And you sound just like, oh, he lost to the god, so he's not a god. Yo, he may not be better than Floyd Mayweather, but he still could be a top 20 fighter of all time if he beats Crawford and continues to do things.
May not be Floyd Mayweather. Pacquiao versus any top welterweight is a sexy fight for me that I would pay
Keith
for.
Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, Clarence Crawford, anybody.
Now this is credit to our earlier debate. Because of who the fuck he signed to, we're here begging Crawford to take less. We're debating whether he's worthy and deserves seven or not because of who he signed to. Because on the other side of the street, the best are fighting the best, and there's no problem with being paid. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't nobody on the fucking PBC side making $7 million in this.
They not making $7 million. You right. But the
best are fighting the best.
One second. How did Keith?
Best are fighting the best.
What were the purses for Keith Thurman and Sean Porter?
The best, and they're happy. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. It's not like over here where they're fucking negotiating and we have to pay for the fight out of pay-per-view. Don't forget that, man.
I'm glad they're not on pay-per-view, 100%. But again, you're saying over there they're getting what they want. The best are not fighting the best.
No. They are. Go ahead, MD. Steven, sorry.
Well, it's via Boxing News 24, Thurman 1.4, Porter 1.
All right, but we're not comparing the amount of money. We're comparing the best fighting the best and them being financially happy. Because you don't see them.
Well, I guess their level of expectations of financial happiness are much lower than Terrence Crawford's, because he's asking for about five times more than what Keith Thurman and Sean Porter got to fight each other.
But so is Manny Pacquiao. The fight itself, if Manny Pacquiao says I'm worth $20 million, then shouldn't Terrence Crawford said, well, if I'm fighting you, shouldn't I be worth more too? Like, it's the same thing.
But
Keith Thurman is the A side against Sean Porter, and he only asked for 1.4,
whoever's
and Porter only asked for one.
But well, listen, whoever's managing Crawford.
Wait a minute, MD. Bring that into perspective. Just about 6-8 months ago, people were saying PBC fighters were the one being overpaid and fucking up the market. Bob Arum was quoted saying that PBC and Al Haymon are overpaying fighters, saturating the market. They fucking it up. But now we got his fighters complaining and asking for $7 million, while Sean Porter, Carl Frampton, Leo Santa Cruz, name some more fucking 50-50 fights happening over there for $1.5 million. And nobody crying, bitching, and moaning. The best fight in the best. But let's get to some callers.
I think Ness is Yeah, I mean, so, but who do you blame then?
I'm just speaking facts. I ain't blaming nobody.
Boxing Voice paid by the PBC network.
Hey.
Hey, you know what's a weird tidbit?
And HBO brought you Chance Crawford.
Why does this have to be a PB? Why does this have to be a PBC versus HBO thing? We're focusing on a excellent fight that we all like. Now, just
because we're not going to get
about that. You made it about that.
You
when I tried to say that he was asking for astronomical amounts of money and people are justifying it while other guys are being paid normal and fighting each other without issue. We're here debating that Crawford should get what he's negotiating so that we don't lose this good fight, which really isn't a good fight, is it? Because it's one guy moving up. Yeah, some will argue like, Ness, come on, you being a hipster or you being real picky because you know Pacquiao ain't really a welterweight. Well, he's been fighting that welterweight. He's been knocking welterweights out. So,
no, he hasn't.
He never knocked out a welterweight. So
when was the last person he knocked out? When was the last person he knocked out?
Hatton was at 140. Cota was at 147. Catchweight at what, 145?
Wasn't Ricky Hatton the last person he knocked out?
He knocked out a welterweight.
It was Cota. It was Cota at 145. Right,
that's enough for me.
145.
They ain't stop Margarito?
No, he didn't stop Margarito, and that was above 147.
He's fighting guys who've never been knocked out. Ever.
That is also correct.
Look, anyway, let's get to some callers. Fahim, talk to me. Fahim.
You made all my points. I'm just listening.
All right, brother. Damn. Let's see who else we got here. We got...
For all the people who are saying MD... I wasn't really arguing with Ness. Like,
yo, do we get to Marcus from DC?
Yeah, we got to Marcus.
Ness, one second. Ness is on my side with this whole thing. So, I mean, again, me and Ness are on the same page with this.
Producers versus hosts.
What are we on the same page about, MD?
That Crawford, if he said $7 million and that's it, it's a duck.
Well, absolutely. But
we don't know that he said that.
Of course. And before all this whole thing, I preface it saying that way. So if people are going to say that I'm hating on Terrence Crawford, listen again to my words. And you need to go back and listen to the show. Also, share and hit thumbs up because you could hear more of my words and Ness's words and the great producer's words.
Yo, this has been a very, very long show. Oh, my God. This was not supposed to last this long. But we'll be back. We got a few other topics. I don't know what we're going to do because we definitely went longer than supposed to. We will be back, obviously, at 7 p.m. But you better stick around. Subscribe right here because you never know, man. If these guys are in the mood, we got about two others that we're trying to do. We're shipping them out like hotcakes. But let me get to my cast. Everybody who made this one, this was a funny one. I know we're going to get a lot of comments on this one, and people are going to be talking about this one on social media for days to come. But introducing from the Sunshine State, the good doctor. Where can they follow you, sir?
You can follow me on the Twitter at BoxingMD1.
The backbone. Where could they follow you?
I'm Steven Calderon. You can find me on Twitter at Calderon92 and on Instagram at sugar_steve.c.
And until he changes his name, the other guy with the weird social media handle.
You can follow me on Twitter at Mixed Combat News and on Facebook at Mixed Combat Radio.
Next time I'm going to have my boo soundbite ready for that. Like, boo.
Yo, when you give out your Twitter handle, you can follow me at NessGTO on Twitter. Zoom. Room. Get that here. Hear that GTO starter, right?
That was the worst sounding car noise ever.
I don't know. I can't do sound bites. You know,
what challenge you got from Matt? What the hell is going on? What's this? I just got a text on my ex Steven about the challenge from Matt.
Wait, what? I got a challenge from Matt?
Oh, me. Remember, I think it was you, Ness, that brought up when me and MD were going to spar and then like MD ducked me that you wanted me and Steven to spar at the party.
Steven can't spar nobody, man. He works too hard.
You didn't tell, and no one even told me.
Exactly. We barely get to talk. You always at work. This guy's working like 14-hour shifts, kid.
Man, you got to get – the lights need to stay on. I need to pay for the internet.
Definitely. Hey, listen, got to eat even though we ate. Hit that thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe. We probably will be back in a couple of minutes. Who knows? But I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. @NessGTO. And remember,
vroom,
vroom.